KTBB News Time, 7:53, 66 degrees in Longview, 67 degrees in Tyler, and a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. Time now for You Tell Me, Texas, with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall, East Texas destinations south of Tyler off of FM 344. Democrats to this day outpoll Republicans when voters are asked a question containing words to the effect of, cares about people like me. People like me is generally assumed to be ordinary people of moderate means. To the extent that the Democratic Party could ever legitimately claim to care about ordinary people, it's abundantly clear that they don't care now. Nor do they have any particular concern for the poor, to whom they never stop pandering, beyond that cohort's historic propensity for reliably voting Democratic. Democrats haven't cared about ordinary Americans or hard-working Americans or less fortunate Americans in quite some time, at least not in any sense that benefits ordinary, hard-working, or less fortunate Americans in any tangible way. In fact, it's quite the opposite. The hard, cold truth is that Democrats care only about one thing, expanding their power via the expansion of government. This singular fixation explains the impasse over the partial government shutdown that cut the funding of the Department of Homeland Security. That impasse is what caused massively long lines at airports as airline passengers waited for hours to clear TSA screening checkpoints. Democrats want to kneecap Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They want to make it close to impossible for ICE to deport illegal migrants. Never mind that when you have 10 to 30 million people, most of them poor, living in the country illegally, it puts downward pressure on the wages of hardworking Americans and less fortunate Americans. It fills up the ER waiting rooms at local hospitals upon which our own less fortunate citizens rely. The children of illegal migrants crowd the classrooms of the children of those ordinary Americans who can't afford to send their kids to private schools. None of these and many other negative impacts on ordinary Americans matter to Democrats. That's because illegal migrants perform two increasingly essential functions for the Democratic Party. First, they expand the populations of blue states. Census numbers affect the allocation of the 435 seats in Congress. When a better-off resident of a blue state like California, who can't take it anymore, decamps for Texas, illegal migrants help offset that loss, and thus the apportionment of congressional seats. This has become a survival-level issue for Democrat office holders. The second thing that illegal migrants do is expand the welfare rolls through which Democrats distribute federal money. Beyond buying votes, much of that torrent of money helps fund corrupt, non-governmental organizations with noble-sounding do-gooder names and mission statements. Most such NGOs accomplish essentially none of their mission statement goals, but they do lavishly compensate their top executives while donating generously to Democrats. Think taxpayer-funded money laundering. So, ordinary Americans, about whom Democrats constantly purport to care, stuck languishing in airport security lines for hours, is acceptable collateral damage. Bottom line, Democrats don't give a flying damn about ordinary Americans. They care about retaining their perks, power, prestige, and money. It's weapons-grade cynicism. And you're paying the bill. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Let's say that meteorologist Han Dennis is right and that we have clouds, mild temperatures, and some sprinkles this afternoon. Here's what you can do with that. When your workday is finished, you and your spouse or some friends agree to rendezvous at the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall. When you get there, go to the tasting bar and ask to try wines from the Keepersall collection. Of course, tell them I sent you. Your first taste goes on my tab. Find the wine you like, grab a glass or a bottle, then grab a light bite to eat. I continue to promote the artisanal grilled cheese, but there are other choices. Thus equipped, repair to the covered patio overlooking the gently rolling vineyard as it perhaps receives a life-giving light sprinkle. Sit, sip, eat, talk, relax, enjoy. Today is the kind of day that lends itself to unwinding in the beauty of nature. So, go south on Broadway to FM 344. left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at keepersall.com.